we will have to exert enormous efforts to stay solid, solidarity.
I just wanted to reflect a little bit about what you were just saying. You were saying that the opposite of this system is love, and I'm wondering, all you need is love is a beautiful message, but like you were saying, we need to, beyond that, have a very conscious vision of what it is that we want, that just by itself, radiating love will not counteract what is taking place right now. And so, and what you were talking about with the, you know, the agent provocateurs, and that to me is overwhelming, just because, you know, I'm a good-hearted person. It pains me that there is so much divisiveness, and it is overwhelming that we're confronted with power, and it seems at times very, very overwhelming in order to confront that type of energy. And I'm just thinking of, you know, the movements in the past that have been successfully divided through the conscious efforts of power. And I'm hoping that we can learn from that. And like you were saying, to be able to have that laser-like objective, that goal that can't be co-opted, is very, very important. And I hope people hear that and take that to heart.
Well, again, it gets back often to that question of language again, and to that question of having strategies that cannot be co-opted. And when I use the word love, it's not that saccharine, individualized, romantic version. It's about empathy, it's about wholeness, it's about health, it's about a listening and attending to our inherent natures. Because we are naturally communal, we naturally want to help each other. And we could call that love, or we can call that being human beings, what we are inherently, our biological nature, inheritance. So if we, for instance, come together to focus on vision, on what works for us, then that is automatically leading away from this system. And I'm not suggesting we focus a lot of energy worrying about agent provocateurs. I'm suggesting that we focus our energies on what we want. What future do we want? And that agent provocateurs cannot, for a lot of reasons, even entertain that conversation. So we need to stay focused on that conversation.
I hope so. I hope that we can have the clarity to stay focused. I know just working and seeing different, being a part of different organizations and people working together to achieve various goals, that human drama can definitely take over a lot of what's going on. So,
well, there was one other thing that came up when you were talking earlier that I think addresses that. I've been, as you said, having all these conversations with folks, and what I'm hearing in conversations about the Occupy movement is this notion of diversity of tactics and whether or not violence is useful or blah, blah, blah. I think that in order to move away from this system, we have to acknowledge that it is a system based on coercion, and that anything and everything we do that leads away must renounce coercion. That's key. I really believe that's key. So when we see folks using force in whatever means, discussion, force is not just about breaking windows. Force is that sort of angry denunciation of brothers and sisters because they happen to stand in a box called a job with the label police on it, right? I mean, if we acknowledge that the system is the problem and that we are all set in boxes and our strings are pulled by means of those boxes, then we can let go of those struggles and strife and focus on what we do want. The problem of violence, when we focus on violence as the subject of our actions or the focus of our actions, that leads right back to the system. If the focus is violence, we're back where we started. If the focus is renouncing coercion, then that's a question that we have to look deeply at. How do we use coercion with our children? How do we use coercion in education? How do we use coercion in the economic system? Coercion runs through every aspect of this system. To renounce it leads out the door and on to better things.
We will be back next week at 9 o'clock in the morning
to discuss how to have a community radio space that works for us.
Cool.